basically, it's great. Leave your shoes on, leave your liquids in the bag, leave your computer in the bag, and typically you're going through a metal detector. It feels a little 1998-ish.
Do you think this will expand to all airports across the country?
Yeah, they've already said that they're going to do well over 30 airports across the country in this particular thing. And soon, if it all works out, you probably will be able to do it even if you're not an elite traveler. You'll be able to sign up with the TSA as well. Right now, you have to have a certain code on your ticket so when they check your ticket. And so for now, it's only in certain areas. Seattle's lucky to be one of the group there. And certainly, I would definitely partake in it. You have to opt in if you're an elite member of Alaska Airlines.
Okay. We'll keep an eye on what happens at SeaTac today. Let's talk about mergers in the airline biz. American Airlines and U.S. Airways, they could end up merging. What would that mean?
Well, it would mean, you know, six major airlines, legacy airlines, 4 years ago. Now you have three. When you reduce that amount, you're reducing flights. You're probably filling up flights more, which means higher prices, lack of competition, and even higher prices. FAA had a report recently saying the prices were up pretty dramatically because of lack of competition, which I thought was a little bit odd since they're the one that approved these mergers. But the bottom line is ticket prices are up, but the good news is they're not up just ridiculously high because they still have to fill up every seat on a plane.
Okay. I think when we were talking last week, we were talking about it being the last airfare hike of the season. But wait, what's up with Delta?
Well, you know, they went after actually this time business and corporate travelers who buy their tickets inside of 7 days before departure, raising prices between $10 and $20. And they got some pretty good support from the other airline, other legacy airlines. But over the weekend, basically, they started to roll back some of those prices. And what that means, basically, is consumers, whether you're corporations or leisure travelers, are starting to push back at ticket prices at this point. And that's bad news for airlines because they still need to try to recoup some of these fuel increases that they're seeing.
A lot of leisure travelers right now trying to get away for a nice spring getaway. Any hot deals from Seattle?
Well, yeah, there's a couple places under $200. You have to be on the West Coast, San Francisco, Los Angeles. But once you get under $300, you got places like Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Chicago, Boston, coast to coast, under $300. That's a great deal. Also New York as well. And then if you're going to Florida, even Miami and Orlando are a $315 round trip right now. Those are pretty good deals for May. The prices jump dramatically if you're leaving for June and July.